Proclamation number 6118, dated the November 24, 1954. The spirit of love protects against temptations and God's adversary. Always remain in the spirit of love. Only then will you be protected from the enemy's onslaughts, for he takes flight from love, and a person with a heart full of love will not be approached by him. However, as soon as merely a tiny spark of unkindness makes itself felt in the human heart, he can slip in and will try every means to make more space for himself. He will entice him into becoming impatient, into becoming self-righteous and proud in order to stifle the love in him, in order to then have free rein and to make the human beings will compliant to him. He will never succeed where love is present, for this offers him no target, it defends itself and has the strength to repel him. Yet time and again the human being encounters situations in which he should prove himself, because he can only ascend by fighting or helping. And thus he will have to overcome opposition, he will have to bend down to the helpless person and help him get up, thus he will have to practice helpful neighborly love. If he does, his battles will become less, because then the love in him will give him strength to prove himself as his resistance grows. Yet the human being must take care not to let the fire of love die down, if he does not want to hand himself over to the tempter, who is instantly prepared to help by extinguishing the fire of love entirely. He is full of cunning and trickery and a master at setting traps into which you gullibly fall if the light of love in your heart does not burn so brightly that you recognize him no matter how cleverly he disguises himself. Hence, the call can only ever go out to you: remain in the spirit of love, for then you will be united with God and need not fear the enemy. And you can also successfully face every temptation with love, regardless of its nature. If people want to humiliate you, if they want to provoke you into becoming impatient, if they try to make you envious, the tempter is always behind it, and you will defeat him and chase him away if you remain in love. Then all this will have no effect on you. You will only regard your fellow human beings as ailing souls who allow themselves to be used by the opponent for such temptations, and you will approach them with love and occasionally also cause them to reflect on it and stop their unfair words and actions. For love is strength and will not remain ineffective where it is not resisted. For this reason you should exemplify a life of love to your fellow human beings, which is frequently more successful than words, which are not proven through an action. Remain in love and remember that you thereby remain in the one who is love himself, and that his presence is an assured protection against all onslaughts by the enemy of your souls. Amen.